Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 2nd of October 2025, the 2nd of the 10th month. Just looking at my clock and seeing that, it just dawned on me how time is really flying by. Anyway, hope you're well, hope you're having a great week. It is Thursday night. It is Thursday night, which means it's nearly time for the weekend. I've got lots of plans that I want to do for this weekend, and it starts really tomorrow. Now, the plan was originally tomorrow I was going to go down the allotment and spend the entire day on the allotment, but it looks like rain is going to be coming in tomorrow, and it looks like it's going to be heavy rain, so I'm going to struggle to spend any time on the allotment. And as it is, I've got to go into work tomorrow because I want to complete a project that I've been doing over this last week. So my plan is, instead, hopefully I'm only going to be at work for a couple of hours in the morning, and once I've finished that, I'm going to head on home. I want to do some work in the garden here at home, where it's at least easy to jump inside the shed or inside the greenhouse should I need to. I want to cut some wood so to size so that I can take them down to the allotment to build a compost bin. That's one of the things that I really need to do tomorrow. I also want to clean the chickens and start getting the chickens now that they have been, we've had the new chickens for 2 weeks. I need to start getting them used to each other. And then I'm going to spend a lot of time inside this shed sowing some of my winter salads, get ready for those winter months, clean and tidy up. And also in the greenhouse, same sort of thing. I want to clean and tidy up the greenhouse, clean the glass, let more light in, check over the plants I have in there, see if I think they're going to produce any more or whether or not to get rid of them. We'll decide on that nearer the time. And that's my plans for here at home. Saturday, I'm hoping to head down the allotment, build this compost bin that I just spoke of, corrugated iron, and then start filling up that new compost bin with any material that I have. I also want to have a really big tidy up on the allotment. I was hoping to cut the grass and do things like that, but I want to, again, don't think with it being wet, I'm going to be able to cut the grass. But I just want to start at one end and make my way right through the allotment, just tidying it up, giving that a good sort of autumn tidy up to make sure it is ready for the winter and we're not going to have any problems. So that is my plans over this weekend. Let me know your plans as well. Now, I have, of course, got a few suggestions for jobs that you might want to do yourself. And they include sowing winter salad, something I spoke of, something that I will be doing. Pot up some herbs, such as parsley, chervil, mint, and get those indoors on the kitchen windowsill so that you can use them throughout the winter months. Plant out some winter or spring cabbage, if you've got them ready, that is. I should hope by now you do. And check over your brassicas and make sure they are securely netted against pigeons, something that I'm pretty certain we are all thinking of. Lift and store your main crop potatoes if you haven't already done so. Mulch the strawberry beds and take some extra runners to plant in new rows so that you get some new plants. Cut back yellowing asparagus ferns and mulch the crowns. And prune back any summer fruiting raspberries. And some general tasks, of course, sweeping up leaves to make leaf mould. Clear away any canes and supports and get those ready for winter storage. Give tools a good clean and get those ready for the storage and start making plans. Something I've talked about quite a bit over the last few weeks. Just start making plans for next year. Now, I haven't sown any seeds today. Normally on a Thursday we sow seeds, but I haven't sown any today because, well, we're into October. All your seeds are in the post making their way to you. Put those in the post on Tuesday evening, so they should be with you fairly soon. Another good collection of seeds. So I always like to give it a few days for you to receive your seeds before we start sowing them. And that's kind of why we haven't got any to sow today. But I thought it would be good, as always, I'd like to go through with what seeds you could be receiving. And we've got a broad bean called the Saturn, which is a dwarf variety of broad bean. I always like to grow my broad beans over winter, and this is one that is suitable for overwintering. The reason I like to do overwinter broad beans, less chance of black fly. We've got Borkol, or kale as it's also known, a Russian. Now, I sent kale out a few months ago, and this is similar, but it's more for use at this time of year as salad leaves or as microgreens. So you've got two options of what you can do with that, completely up to you. We've got garlic chives. I always like to include a herb every month, and this month I chose garlic chives. Really easy herb to grow. Highly recommend you grow those on your kitchen windowsill so you've got some of these herbs over winter. We've got lettuce all year round. Again, something else I like to include is a lettuce or a salad crop. And this, with it going into the autumn winter months, lettuce all year round is a perfect one for giving us some of our winter salads. Corn salad, another sort of leafy green. Something that I've been growing a lot more of is corn salad. I really like growing it. It seems to do really, really well. And it's really, really tasty, really cold hardy as well. It does really well over winter. And then finally, spinach viroflay. Now, again, spinach is another crop that we like to grow over winter. We make a couple of sowings of it every year, and we do quite well out of spinach, I've got to say. Really delicious, really good crop, one that we enjoy. So those are the seeds that you can be expecting. And I think that just about covers everything that I need to talk to you about. So I'm going to wrap this one up. I'm going to head on into bed, ready for work tomorrow. So you take care, and I'll speak to you again on Sunday. Don't forget, we've got our live stream on Sunday as well. So until then, please take care.